Hey everyone, before we get started in this week's episode, I just want to take the time to answer some frequently asked questions. I love doing this because a lot of the times I get the same questions over and over, and so giving you this information is critical. So coaching, I do offer coaching, private coaching, as well as individual sessions. Now, I totally understand that some people just want a one-time session with me. You just have questions, you have concerns, you need some clarity, you need some guidance, you need some tips on something that you are specifically going through. If you are looking for a one-time session with me, you can book it today and speak with me as soon as next week. So you can check me out at Stephanie Lynn, L-Y-N, lifecoaching.com. And of course, within every podcast episode, I always link all of my information so you can find me there and book your session today. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. I get a ton of emails and DMs from you guys, comments, and a lot of the times you guys, especially people that are really coming out of narcissistic relationships, they have a lot of questions. And one of the questions that I get often is, why didn't this person love me? Now, if you have been in a relationship with someone that you think might have narcissistic personality disorder, or even if they don't necessarily have NPD, maybe they're just really toxic and unhealthy, and especially if the relationship has ended badly, you tend to ask yourself these types of questions. You know, why couldn't this person be who I wanted them to be? Were they just not capable? Why didn't they love me enough to want to try? Why didn't they love me enough to not behave the way they did? And I say that I get this question often from the people who have gone through real turmoil. So if you've been with someone who has abandoned you, left you, cheated on you, betrayed you, someone who came in, kind of promised you the world, they were your soulmate and then just ghosted you and took off and now they're in a relationship with someone else, and that happened really quickly. All of those kind of categories and reasons are typically why someone would ask themselves this type of a question. And you have to remember, this question is not just for romantic partners. This question also is asked when you're dealing with your parents, when you're dealing with thinking about your mom or your dad, and you know, why did they do the things that they did, and why couldn't they love me, and why did they behave in this way? Now, this is why when you go to therapy or you do this type of work, we typically always go to the past because we want to figure out what happened during childhood, what happened in your upbringing, what happened in this past experience that caused you to kind of be where you're at right now. So when we dive into our moms, our dads, people that were in our life that were supposed to be our caretakers and what they weren't able to give us, how they weren't able to love us the way we needed to be loved, of course, we know this, it then creates these wounds inside of us when we then go out into the world and we begin attracting people based on these internal wounds that we're just carrying around with us because we've never actually healed them because, quite frankly, we probably didn't even know how to heal them. All right, now let's get into this topic. So there are gonna be two main reasons why this person didn't, quote, love you, why they weren't capable of giving you the love that you needed. The first thing that I really want to emphasize with this is none of this has anything to do with you. And I think that so often when we come from either broken homes or abusive parents, whether it was physical, emotional, whatever, where we didn't get the things that we needed, we go within. And it's just easy for us to blame ourselves. It's easy for us to say, well, if you couldn't love me the way I wanted you to love me, there must have been something that I did wrong to cause this. And so we go to this blame place. And the reason why we sometimes go straight to within, maybe I wasn't pretty enough, maybe I wasn't smart enough, maybe I nagged too much, maybe I didn't do this enough, whatever it is, there has to be something wrong with me for you to not give me love, right? That story is literally the story that was played when you were a child at some point. So that type of a wound is going to stay with you until you heal that wound. Now, because you weren't able to get what you needed from either mom or dad or both, you internalized it because that's all children know how to do. They don't know how to logically look at the situation and say, well, dad's codependent and mom's narcissistic, and that's why mom's not able to be emotionally there for me because she can't because she has a personality disorder, or dad's, you know, a codependent and he doesn't ever really stand up for me or stand up to mom because blah blah blah. You're not able to logically rationalize this stuff as a kid. So when you see things, hear things, absorb things, you take it very literally. So that's why your internal tape is always to blame yourself, is to always look within. What didn't I do that I could have done? What did I do wrong? Was I not good enough? That I'm not enough story will play and play and play until you kind of understand where that story actually started. So a big part of you understanding that this had nothing to do with you, that this isn't about you, is about starting to kind of like wipe away that I'm not enough story and that tape, and creating a little bit of a new one. Now, why people typically go straight to blame and blame themselves is because blaming yourself gives you a sense of control. Now, if I'm in control and I can blame me and I can pinpoint what did I do, I must not have done something right for you not to be able to love me, because you're a human being. You know how to love. We'll tackle that in a minute. But you know, that's the story that's played. And so we go within, we blame ourselves. And the reason why we do it is because it gives us a sense of control. Because if I can blame me, then I'm in control of making this pain go away. So maybe I'll try harder. Maybe I'll give you a second chance. Maybe I did something wrong, and so I'll wallow in self-pity and my self-esteem will go down. All of those things are still having control. So let's like combine those two things. If I have an I'm not enough story that's playing, then I'm gonna immediately go into all the reasons why I wasn't good enough, and that's why I didn't get what I needed from you. That's why you weren't able to give me what I wanted. You weren't able to love me in whatever shape and form that looks like for you. That's the reason why you probably jumped ship. That's the reason why you ghosted me. That's the reason why you abandoned me. So we never bother to look at the other person. And even if we do, and we're able to say, yeah, you're a little messed up and that's why you did what you did, we still a little bit will internalize it. Now, on some level, that's healthy, right? Because you don't want to always just like blame everyone else and never take responsibility for yourself and maybe how you behaved in a relationship. I don't think that's going to help you to kind of like self-reflect and grow. But I do think it becomes unhealthy when we just internalize something so much that we don't really logically understand what happened and who someone is and who am I and how can I, because the only thing you can really control now is you. So how can you grow from this experience? What did you learn about yourself and other people from this experience? Now, the second thing, and we kind of touched on this a little earlier, is someone who's narcissistic, someone who full-blown has NPD, is a person that doesn't know how to love. They never learned how to love. And let's get into this for a minute. When you don't learn how to love someone, when you don't learn how to have empathy and compassion and understanding, when you haven't learned how to connect on that deep level, you will have an inability to love. You will have an inability to connect with yourself and to love yourself. And on some level, even, you know, a codependent or someone with low self-esteem, they still have that ability to connect to themselves. Someone that has NPD, really, there is such a disconnect that they don't have that ability to have that relationship with themselves. And if you can't have that relationship with yourself on any level, you're never going to be able to have that with someone else. So all the things that we learn boundaries growing up, we learn empathy, we learn compassion, we learn being a good human being, we learn how to be vulnerable, we learn how to be okay with showing someone that we care or showing someone that we're upset with them right now. Now, all of these things, as I'm saying them, I know for me, if you said this to me, I would be able to say, yeah, I didn't really learn that growing up, or no one let me express my feelings when I was upset. So these are all things, yeah, maybe some of us learned a lot of them and some of us only learned a few of them, but for this type of person, with this type of personality disorder, they didn't really learn any of it. And chances are they either had a narcissistic parent, one or both, or you know, a narcissistic parent, maybe like a codependent parent, and they gravitated more towards that narcissistic parent. They learned when they want something, they want it right now. And this child growing up not only was like a typical child, but they received things that caused this personality disorder to begin to form. So either they had a parent that overindulged them, right? The golden child, you're amazing, you can do no wrong. There was never boundaries put into place. There was never the conversation of you did something wrong, I love you, I'll always love you, but I'm upset right now. And these are the consequences to your actions. Those kind of things didn't really happen. So either they were overindulged or they were severely neglected. So they really learned that love is based on condition. They really learned that when I manipulate someone, I get what I want. Like, these are the things that they learned, whereas maybe you or I learned, you know, the core values of being a human being, of compassion and empathy and connecting and showing emotion and being vulnerable and telling someone you love them, and not comparing yourself to the Joneses, you know, all that kind of stuff. Those were probably the values that we were taught. And so we didn't go in that direction. We could have had narcissistic parents. We could have had one. I don't think chances are if you have two, the chances of you getting out alive, I would probably say are like very slim. But even if you had one narcissistic parent, you saw some things that just didn't feel right. They didn't sit right. And something within you kind of allowed you to, I don't want to say like not go to the dark side, but that's basically what I'm saying. So you probably gravitated more towards the other parent. Or you kind of saw your parent. I would say you were probably an older soul where you could see that narcissistic parent for who they are and be able to see that their behavior was not okay. Whereas some children weren't able to see that this behavior was not okay. They weren't that connected with themselves. And the parent that is narcissistic had a major influence on that child's life. And so they just reinforced all of this unhealthiness that the parent had onto the child. So now you can see, if I'm raised in this environment and I don't know how to love, anything you do, anything you give, how amazing, how beautiful, how much you're such a kind person, you're so thoughtful and blah, 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 blah. All of that literally means nothing, because if a person wants to leave, they're going to leave. If a person isn't able or incapable to give you love in the level that you need it or you want it, that's never going to happen. And I think it's also important to understand that everyone loves in different ways. And for me, I always grew up a little bit with a naive mentality of everyone loves like me and I just give my heart and soul to everyone and doesn't everyone else? And unfortunately, no, they don't, because everyone has their own wounds, their own history, their own background. And some people, I know people that they want to love very deeply, and I know that they won't allow themselves to go too deep with it, probably because they're scared of it, because of a past experience, because of something that's happened to them. So because of those fears, they stop. Now I know other people that they don't even go at all. They're just like 2% people. They love in very shallow ways, or they love with a lot of restrictions, and that's how they love. So I think it's important, and this isn't just about like the love languages, it's just important to learn that not everyone loves like you. And so you can't go out into the world and just expect everyone to be at that level, at that high level that you're at. And you definitely can't take offense to when someone doesn't love like how you love, or isn't able to give you the kind of love that you want to have, or the kind of love that you give yourself. Now, if you have been in this relationship and this relationship has really affected your self-esteem and your self-worth, I would say these videos are great in the sense that I know that they're probably going to give a lot of people validation or a little bit of an understanding as to why this person wasn't able to love you the way you wanted them to love you. But I think the real work has to do with you and making sure that someone's inability to love you doesn't have any effect on how you love yourself and how you view yourself and what your self-worth is at, what value you put on yourself. So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.